Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we have a great show with wonderful guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing IT management and multifamily, how to manage companies, or how two companies today we're discussing IT management and multifamily, how two management companies solved their problems with an outsourced managed IT department. And joining me today by phone is Brenda Gammy, Senior Vice President of Management with Avanti Residential, as well as Mark Musselman, President of M2 Investments. And in the studio, I'm joined by a great supplier partner to the multifamily industry and certainly an expert on this topic, Travis Street, the President and CEO of CTS Complete Technology Solutions. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
I wanted to start in order to be transparent, Mark, you're going to have to jump off after our second segment. So I wanted to start it a little bit different way than we typically do. And I wanted to ask each of you, starting with Beth, to tell us a little bit about your companies, what you do at your companies, and the area, the geographic areas that you're in.
Great. So I'll go ahead and start. So Avanti Residential, we historically have been an ownership group, and we had our properties third-party managed. And in the summer of 2019, we formed our own management company. We brought in-house about 6,500 units, so we are now owner-managed. We are based in Colorado, and we have properties in Colorado, Arizona, Utah, and we're in the middle of expanding to Kansas City.
Okay, great. Mark?
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me on here today. I'm Mark Musselman, President of M2 Investments, and we are from the great state of Indiana. I live in Indianapolis and started the business I own and manage. We own and manage apartments, and I started in college by buying college rental houses at Taylor University, where I attended college, and Ball State University. And then in 2016, when I was graduating college, I either had to get a real job or buy more apartments, and had a cool chance to buy a small deal in Anderson, Indiana. And over the last 4 years, we've just grown in central and northern Indiana and rural towns. And we're just shy of 1,000 units under ownership and management, and we're having a great time doing it. So I'm biased, but I think there's no better way to build a business than owning and manage apartments, and I'm having fun.
And Mark, just since I know you're going to be having to leave a little early today, if someone wanted to reach out to you, how could they do that?
Absolutely, yeah. We're looking for deals every day and rural towns in the Midwest. So if anybody has anything for us to buy, or if anybody wants to come join the team at M2, my email is mark.musselman@invest, and then M is in Mark, and then the number 2, investm2.com.
Okay, great, great. Well, I'll start with you, Mark. We're talking about the fact of outsourcing IT. How did you start out? I mean, when you first got in business, you were in college and so forth, but as your business grew, how were you handling your IT issues and getting things set up?
Yeah, or lack thereof. We didn't really handle it at all, ironically enough. I think it was something, I think that opportunity dictates passion. And if somebody would have told me that I'd be passionate about rural Indiana, small town Indiana apartments when I was in college, I probably would have laughed. But, just had an opportunity to buy these great assets, and I've since grown. But similar in that sense with IT, we didn't have anything. I Originally, I had my first employee was a maintenance guy I found on Craigslist, and he was using his own cell phone. And then I had I hired my first manager. She was using her own cell phone. And as we started to grow and scale quicker, I realized pretty quick that that wasn't going to be an option. So I had to get involved with Verizon to start buying cell phones. And then I also realized, you know, you got to get these people computers. If they're going to have an apartment management software, that's probably important. We don't want to just operate from a notebook. And so Travis, actually, I got connected to Travis through a mutual friend and another individual who uses CTS. And at first I was a little hesitant because I am a control freak. I like to control everything. We had, you know, we didn't really have any systems in place, but I thought we did. And Travis, you know, met and he sold me on what he offers and how I'd be able to be hands off of that component of the business. And it's been seamless and fantastic. And I think the greatest thing is when we buy a new property, Travis and his squad, they go in, they buy the computers, they set everything up, they set up the phones, and I really don't have to do anything. And that's a blessing that I can focus on acquisitions and operations and not have to worry about you know, phones and computers. And so I'm grateful for CTS and they've been a great asset for us.
Yeah, and Brenda, I wanted to ask you because you come from a different place from the standpoint of you're in a company that has a larger footprint as well as a larger inventory. What is it about the differences between an internal IT department or handling it somehow inside the organization as opposed to outsourcing it? What have you seen?
Sure. Well, we went through a very painful transition. When we started up our management company, we had IT in-house and we had a director of IT. And we quickly recognized that with 28 properties and 6,500 units, one director of IT didn't have the capacity to meet our needs internally. And he started looking at outsourcing. And he actually connected with Travis and CTS at the National Apartment Conference in Denver. And so he was talking to Travis about bringing him on board. And then our director of IT decided to relocate to California. And that really made us recognize kind of what a bind we were in when we only had one person that knew how to use all the systems, that had access to everything. So at that point, we got serious about outsourcing it. And we actually went to another company prior to Travis. And that company, we just had significant challenges with. They couldn't keep up with the volume. They couldn't meet, you know, our turnaround request on tickets was weeks, not days or hours. It was 30 to 45 days to get a computer and get it delivered and get it set up. I found that I was spending a good amount of my time, 5 to 6 hours a week, trying to handle IT issues, trying to mediate with the company that we were working with. And I reached back out to Travis and said, you know, our current company is not working for us and we're having some challenges. It was very clear with Travis and CTS, our expectations and what I wanted our partnership to look like. And we brought CTS on board back in March. And, you know, it's been, for me personally, it's been life-changing. I have gotten back about 5 to 6 hours of my week dealing with IT issues. It's been really great for our properties and our on-site teams. It's definitely been life-changing as well. We have, you know, our tickets are now done within minutes and hours versus days and weeks. Our computer equipment and anything that we need ordered, our delivery time is days, not weeks and months. And the other piece, just globally across our company and our portfolio, it's significantly increased our capabilities for our IT needs, especially with COVID. So all of the video communications and meetings, it's just been a significant upgrade for us. And it's been a really great and smooth process. And I wish I would have outsourced it with Travis in the beginning.
Well, we are going to we're going to have to take a break for this segment, but we're going to be back after this segment with the magical Travis that everybody keeps talking about. He will be able to talk a little bit more about what he came across with both of these companies when we get back from these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's E-Conserve at 713-662-3220.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of IT management and multifamily, how two management companies solve their problems with an outsourced management IT department. I am Paul Marks. Joining me today by phone is Brenda Gammey, Senior Vice President of Management with Avanti Residential, as well as Mark Musselman, President of M2 Investments. And in the studio, I'm joined by a great supplier partner to the multifamily industry, certainly an expert on this topic, Travis Street, the President and CEO of CTS Complete Technology Solutions. I want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, you can go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Travis, in the first segment, Brenda and Mark spent a lot of time talking about their situation and how they decided to make to outsource. Obviously, their two companies are different from a geographical standpoint. The Avanti is more spread out over multiple states, mm-hmm. and has a larger portfolio at this point. And Mark's is in the Indiana area, mm-hmm. you know, kind of staying in that market for right now. What's the difference in working with companies like that?
Well, different management companies have different evolution processes as far as when they're growing. Working with Mark, it was a pleasure to work with him initially because we were able to get with him from the ground up and actually help build his infrastructure from the start. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies that start off are just like Mark's company, where they they are focused on growing their portfolio and just basically getting their staffing in place and just kind of getting their rhythm as far as how to manage their properties and their operations. And a lot of companies, when they get involved with this, they are so focused on that sometimes and a lot of times the IT becomes kind of an afterthought, and they don't realize it until all of a sudden, hey, I got to buy a property and I need some help with taking over from the previous company. Like Mark, I know when we worked with you on acquiring the flooring portfolio, kind of talk about some of the challenges you had with that. That was our first really big engagement that we had together, taking that over.
Absolutely, yeah. I was so in the weeds, in the thick of closing the acquisition and getting the debt and finalizing the deal and making sure that we get that closed, that I totally forgot about, oh, the day of closing, it's going to be pretty important that when people get online that they can put a name to a face and figure out that Foster Park Apartments are an M2 community and that this is where you need to apply for if you want to move in, et cetera. And I also, something I didn't think about as well was we had three locations in Fort Wayne, 200 units up there, and one office. And so how does the phone system work? If someone's calling, and I wanted to make sure that if someone was calling, Foster Park Apartments, they were getting Foster Park and not Hickory Mills. And so that whole process and evolution of figuring that out with Travis, I really, really, really valued Travis's input and expertise. And we would have been lost if we were trying to figure that out on our own with just maintenance guys and cell phones. I've learned that's never a good play.
You know, Travis, I know you and I've had conversations in the past about how important it is to with companies that are growing, taking over properties or purchasing properties to bring you in or to bring an IT professional in in the due diligence phase, mm-hmm. to assess what's there, mm-hmm. what needs to be added, and so forth. Mm-hmm. What type of feedback have you seen when you've done that for clients that has helped them when it comes time to budget for what they need to do?
Have an IT part of your due diligence process is, I think, vitally important because, one, it helps you plan if you're going to need to have any computers at the site, if you need to have phone systems. And also, too, there's a lot of technology when you purchase a property that you're going to inherit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times owners don't know what they're getting until after the closing, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, we didn't realize we had this, or how does this work? Or sometimes some of the equipment may just be totally outdated and obsolete, and that's the worst thing to happen is if you've got some older networking equipment that's not going to be reliable, and all of a sudden your leasing staff's going to have a ton of problems and challenges moving forward. And that's why with all the properties that we support, we provide a managed hardware, so that way they've got guaranteed backup internet, and they've got brand new wireless equipment. Everything's fully new and ready to go, so that way it'll eliminate any challenges that the leasing staff will have. That way they're ready to have a smooth experience after transition.
Brenda, I'm curious, as you grow, you mentioned you're going to be moving into some other markets at some point in the future. How important is it before you take over a property to know what you have in place as far as IT?
That's one of the biggest components of a successful transition. So CTS and Travis does a great job. They fly out, they come out in person, they assess all the equipment, they assess all the needs. We recently transitioned, purchased a property of 672 units with 20 team members, and they did a great job. They had us up and running on transition day. For us, just being able to get the technology up and running for residents to pay online, for the leasing staff to follow up leads, that's very key in our success in a transition. And CTS always has us up and running on day one and has done an excellent job.
Mark, I want to ask you the question. We're in a situation right now in the world with a crisis and a pandemic. IT has become more important because of all the technology that people use as a way to do business. So what are you finding as far as how your business has changed during this pandemic is, and how it relates to your IT needs?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think like a lot of management companies, you know, we are a central business, so we continue to work. You know, our maintenance guys have to do work orders if someone's, you know, has a water leak, et cetera. And I'm sure Avanti was the same way. But, you know, we've had a few employees, you know, that either had COVID scares or did test positive. And being able to have that compatibility of Travis always sets his clients up with dual monitors plus a laptop that connects into the dual monitors. So having that easy come and go access so employees could work remote, managers if need be, was a great asset. And thanks to Travis.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit about remote working, and we'll do that in the next segment, but and the dangers as far as hacking and ransomware mm-hmm. and all the type of stuff that that we're hearing about now. You know, Mark, I know you're going to be leaving after this segment, so I wanted to ask you a couple more quick questions. When you are looking to purchase a property and you bring in Travis for due diligence to help you out, what is it that that you're finding is different than the way you did it previously, as far as you know, going in, what to budget for? How does it help you when you are
I think I'd be different than Avanti. I mean, we're just totally different businesses.
Sure.
We're much smaller right now, but I'll speak on behalf of the guys that were like me that, you know, have a passion for multifamily. Maybe you're just buying your first or second deal. Maybe you have 30 units, 50 units, 100 units. And you kind of feel you don't know if you want to spend the money to get technology help, IT help. But that's where I was. And it's just not sustainable to throw folks an iPhone and say, get to work and take emergency work orders via your phone, get leads 24/7 on your phone and have that phone number online. So it's way better to create a portal and a system where, you know, the calls can be transferred to the appropriate person. And that's where I've seen a big advantage. And it's given my employees a tremendous peace of mind. So it is more expensive, but as you were asking me about budgeting and whatnot, it's more expensive, but I always say you get what you pay for.
Yeah, and that's important. I mean, the difference between where you started and where you are today, I think, I'm sure you've seen the benefits of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Travis, before Mark goes, I know he's going to have to leave after this segment, but let's ask one more question that you could answer regarding his type of business. What do you think, if you were going to give some advice to someone of his size, the business size, and so forth, what's the most important thing for them to consider from a technology standpoint or from a IT standpoint?
Well, I would say make sure that it's top of mind and that you're looking for somebody that can help you out, because you're going to get to the point where you're going to need the help, and it's better to plan for it in advance than to all of a sudden either get hacked or have an immediate need, and then you're going to be scrambling to find somebody, and who you find may not be the right choice. That's why it's really good to vet and make sure you find an IT company that's going to be the best fit for you that actually has expertise in the multifamily industry.
Okay, great. Well, we are going to break it here for this segment. Mark, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be back with Travis and Brenda right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Well, we are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of IT management in multifamily, how two management companies solve their problems with an outsourced managed IT department. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today by phone is Brenda Gammy, Senior Vice President of Management with Avanti Residential. And in the studio, I'm joined by a great supplier partner to the multifamily industry and certainly an expert on this topic, Travis Street, the President and CEO of CTS Complete Technology Solutions. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. PM Workforce, the leasing management company, consistently excellent. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. I want to talk about, we had Mark Musselman on with M2 Investments. He had to leave the show for a prior appointment he had. But I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world. I know of two major companies, Travis, that have had been hacked and with ransomware, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's kind of like you never think it can happen to you until mm-hmm. it happens to you. And I know that part of what you do for your clients is to help to protect them from things like that. You know, the company, Avanti, Brenda's company, you had mentioned to me during the break that they had a close call prior to bringing you on board. So mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about what you're seeing around the multifamily industry. Where is everybody's head in regard to that? Are they on top of it in most cases, or are you finding that they're not really protected?
Well, I think that there's a big bullseye on most property management companies' heads right now. Mm-hmm. And I think the bigger the company, the bigger the bullseye, especially because it can be a very lucrative mark for a hacker to compromise a company and try to either get financial information or to try to ransom them into providing Bitcoin for who knows how much. And so that's one of the biggest things that we take very seriously with all of our clients is security. Mm-hmm. And it's a growing threat, and there's constantly new threats that are out there that we're trying to make sure that we're staying on top of and preventing. And in order to do that, we make sure that we provide protection on multiple levels with all of our clients to make sure that they're being taken from an email standpoint, from the desktop computer standpoint, from a training standpoint, from a network hardware standpoint.
And, you know, Brenda, I wanted to ask you, you had some close calls prior to bringing CTS on board?
We did. So we actually had a hack back in, I want to say it was February or March, and one of the current companies we were using was having significant challenges navigating their way through a solution. So we brought Travis and CTS on board at that time to get our system secured, to navigate us through that security breach, and then ensure across all of our IT needs that all of our platforms are secure. One of my favorite pieces to it is the training piece, right? So we have 200 employees. We have a lot of entry-level employees. So Travis has a great training piece where he'll send out phishing emails to the team, and they'll track if they're clicking on them and if they're opening them. So that has significantly helped across our employee base. Mm.
And Travis, I guess it's this, you can get hacked just by an employee clicking on something on an email.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yeah. And we have monitoring systems in place, too, so we can tell when someone has clicked on something, whether it's legitimate or illegitimate, and then we can take action immediately. With our systems, I mean, it's funny, like Brenda, when you took a vacation a while back.
Yeah, when I went to Mexico.
Yeah, when you're in Mexico. Yeah. I got an alert like, hey, Brenda, you in Mexico? And there's another employee in Mexico right now that I keep getting notifications. So, but that's important because we actually have another client that we found out was that just got compromised, and they had a notification from Nigeria, and so I gave him a call. I was like, hey, you don't have to be doing any traveling to Nigeria. And he's like, no, I'm not. I was like, all right, that's what we want to make sure. And then we take action. And the nice thing is that because we have those instant alerts, we can take action immediately and stop the threats at the doorstep.
Yeah, the moment I land, if I forget to tell Travis, I'll get a call or text from Travis asking me if I'm traveling or if I'm in Mexico or am I in Florida. So it's just a great checks and balance for us.
So I wanted to find out about when these things happen, Travis. It hasn't happened to Brenda's company, but when someone does get hacked and they're in the middle of that, is there something that can be done about it other than starting from scratch? How do you work with that?
Yeah, it depends. I highly encourage any management company out there that has been hacked or they've been compromised to contact us, because we do have some really great remediation plans that we can do to get them up and running really quick. We do email marketing to different companies for prospects, and it's funny because I know it happens. I'd say probably once every few months I'll get an email from a property management company that's actually been hacked. The person that's on our marketing list has mm-hmm. been hacked, and I'll reach out, be like, hey, did you realize that you're sending this stuff out? And sometimes they'll respond back and say, oh yeah, our IT's supposedly working on it, so I mean, it happens. I mean, it happens a lot more than most companies think.
What's going on in the industry as far as technology and how you interact? I mean, I know, Brenda, you're probably aware of the fact that there's so many different technologies out there now, whether they're property management software or different apps for virtual tours and all the different things that are available and have become more, have been adopted more rapidly than people thought because of the pandemic. How is that helping or how does that coordinate with what you're doing, Travis?
Yeah. Well, it's something else we have to take into consideration and make sure that's one of the systems that we're attempting to protect, or at least try to have some countermeasures that are available for when it happens. Obviously, the biggest thing that we always encourage with all my team, with Avani and all of our clients, is that anytime they see anything suspicious or get anything suspicious, let us know so we can take a look at it and investigate immediately. Because right now hackers are even we even had a report from a leasing staff where there was a person that submitted
an
application. It was a prospect on like Voyager it turned out to be just they were trying to sell stuff. Then there's another a tenant that actually had a fake payment request from the company, saying, hey, your rent's due, and then they reported it to us, and they're like, no, this isn't us, so these they're being very clever on how they're reaching out to people, and that's why it's always, again, I always tell people with all of our clients that the leasing staff person, that's the human firewall that is the most critical piece of this as far as security, is that if you're suspicious about something, let us know so we can figure it out and get it taken care of.
And Brenda, as far as all the new technology that's out there and available now, is this something that you're constantly looking at, and then ultimately it's got to be incorporated into your IT decisions with everything that's going on with the pandemic?
Yeah, we're constantly looking at it. We're constantly evaluating it. Travis does a great job of bringing to my attention if there's something new and great out there. One of our most recent ones is we just upgraded our company server from being server-based to cloud-based. So Travis came in and did that project and got us all set up, but he does an excellent job in communicating to me all the new shiny fun things out there in the IT world.
Yeah, and I would imagine you're operating your properties a little bit differently right now with the pandemic, so you're probably using some technology that that you hadn't totally embraced before the pandemic hit.
That's correct. And then when the pandemic hit, our biggest challenge was getting people set up to work remotely from home. So I reached out to Travis, and he immediately had us set up with rental computers, hotspots. So that was key in our transition from normal operations into our COVID operations.
All right. Well, we're going to break it here for this segment, and we're going to be back with our fourth and final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
COVID-19 has greatly impacted the multifamily industry, emphasizing the need to reduce costs and increase revenue right now. PM Workforce can help you by providing intensely trained, performance-ready, certified leasing professionals. On-demand labor gives you more control over staffing costs. Their proprietary technology allows you to solve staffing problems within 60 minutes, 24/7, 365. Go to PMWorkforce.com before making a long-term hiring decision. Try one of their leasing professionals today. PM Workforce, the leasing company, consistently excellent.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, welcome back to the final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. And today we're discussing the topic of IT management and multifamily, how two management companies solve their problems with an outsourced managed IT department. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today by phone is Brenda Gammy, Senior Vice President of Management with Avanti Residential. And in the studio, I'm joined by a great industry, multifamily industry supplier partner, and certainly an expert on this topic, Travis Street, the president and CEO of CTS Complete Technology Solutions. We were talking a little bit during the break, Brenda, and I just wanted to let you know, because we've had some conversations on the show in the past about the coming 5G that's going to be happening with all the cell carriers and so forth. And tell our listeners a little bit about what you've experienced so far.
Sure. So what we're seeing in the newer developments, the newer construction, is those buildings are being built with those capabilities. And how that transitions into the resident experience is, you know, a resident moves in, and instead of having to call your cable and internet provider and scheduling an appointment and waiting home half the day, the building is already serviced and it's already pre-wired. So very similar to a hotel, a resident moves in, they go up to their apartment, they log into their computer, and they just pick the subscription they want monthly, annually. It's all set up. It's ready to go. It is a revenue generator as well for the property. But for the resident experience, it really makes it a seamless move-in transition for your setup of the cable and the internet.
Yeah, and Travis, I guess the technology of that, as far as on properties like Brenda's mentioned she had, does IT get involved in that at all if there was an issue with it? Is that something?
It can be. It depends on who the provider is of the 5G system, you know, and then also how it integrates. Because some 5G setups, you have to actually bring in a solid connection into the building and then produce the 5G from there. Or in other cases, they'll actually grab the 5G from a nearby tower, you know, where in that case, it's pretty much hands-off and hands-free, and they work directly with the provider on that. But with 5G, there's a lot of really cool things you can do with it as well. You can set up a IoT or Internet of Things mm-hmm. with and have smart devices in your apartment. And so it really opens the door to a lot of new amenities you can offer your residents by having to have it in there.
Yeah, Brett, when it comes to the IoT and the devices, what types of things are you seeing or that kind of have gotten your interest as far as things that you can put into the units or into the property itself that would either be revenue generating or I guess bringing people into the apartment? Because I guess we're dealing with a lot of millennials and people now that understand those things. I'm kind of a dinosaur. I don't really understand technology as much as my kids do. But what are some of the things that you're seeing going through some of your properties now?
Yeah, I would say the biggest one, especially on the properties that we're renovating, is installing a smart package. So you'll have the Nest thermostat, the Ring doorbell, the keyless entry on the lock. So that's been a big process for us to get that all set up and manage that. But for the resident experience, and there's definitely a demand out there for the smart package and all the increased use in technology.
And Travis, what have you seen as far as some, I'm sure people call you with questions and say, I'm thinking about doing this at my property. What, you know, does it make sense or whatever? What are some of the things that are people interested in out there as far as technology goes?
Well, I mean, there is such a wide variety of smart devices and applications that are out there now. And my advice to anybody that's wanting to implement something like that is to do some research. And the biggest key in order for the biggest buy-in is it has to be easy to manage from the resident standpoint and also from the management standpoint too, the manager, the property staff, because the most challenging thing is putting in the technology and it doesn't work all the time or it's inconsistent, you know, and that's been one of the things I've seen as smart devices have evolved is that sometimes they work and sometimes it's inconsistent. So making sure that you work with a vendor that has a rock solid system in place that has an infrastructure to make it all seamless. That's the biggest thing. And now a lot of these vendors that are out there, they do. They'll usually have like an application that will control everything, and then there's a management portal that also allows that too. Then it'll also integrate into keyless access systems, door control, even security camera systems too. So
when someone makes an investment in those technologies, your team needs to be involved in,
setting everything
up.
Yeah, because we need to understand what the requirements are from their standpoint, and also how it'll integrate into the technology that we have in the building, and also the leasing office, and make sure that everyone's properly trained on how to use it and make it work. And also too, from a security standpoint too, we need to make sure that what's being put in there is actually secure, because up until now, there's still a lot of devices and Internet of Things devices that are out there that are security risks. And somebody can be in another unit or sit in a parking lot, and they can actually hack into your network because the devices that were chosen by that vendor, they either didn't change a password, or they just used a very weak encryption algorithm, and they were able to get in there. So,
Brenda, you mentioned that when it comes to the type of things that Complete Technology Solutions does for Avante Residential, that there's training involved. What do you look for when it comes to training? Because there is a certain amount of turnover in multifamily, as well as the fact that people need refreshers. So what's important to you as far as training goes?
Sure. It's really to have consistency, right? Again, with multifamily having a higher turnover, ensuring that we're doing it regularly, ensuring we're really educating our teams about security and hacking and not clicking on links and not forwarding emails. So really just the education and the consistency piece of it is really what's most important to me.
And Travis, I imagine that's a major effort on your part, that you've got to continually put training out there, training opportunities out there for your clients, not only to train new employees, but also to retrain and and refresh the training for the others. What type of schedule do you like to try and accomplish with the clients? What do you think is prudent?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think a good training program should obviously be included in the initial hiring process of any employee, you know, so that way they know this is how here's your best practices and how to respond to emails, and we train everyone that if there's any kind of anything that's suspicious. If it looks fishy, let us know. Our support team that we have, we've got over 90 plus employees of workforce out of our service team or service desk in Plano, Texas, and all the staff with Avante and all of our clients, they have 24/7 access to. They could either call in for live support or to send an email, and our team will look at any kind of email that they have questions about immediately, and then we'll automatically blacklist it and put it on and make sure it's on the block list on the spam filter that we use. So, and that's something that we include to make sure that they're always constantly being trained to know, hey, if you suspect anything, React sent us, and we've had a great response too from all of the Avante staff to be able to, and I feel like that we've empowered all their team and with all of our clients that they know that hey, any kind of issues or any kind of things you have any concerns about, you send it to us, we'll take care of it.
Yeah, and Brenda, you had mentioned in our first segment that. You, when you took management back in-house on your properties and you were going through that you had some growing pains and things that caused you to get to the ultimate decision to outsource. What are some of the advantages that you've seen by outsourcing your IT?
Sure. I think the biggest advantage is the turnaround time on support tickets. So I think we're averaging under 60 minutes for a turnaround time on support tickets. And what that does is it allows the teams to operate more efficiently. So when their computer's not working or they've ordered a new computer, to have that reduced turnaround time is significant. And that really impacts our bottom line, right? A computer's not working, we can't get into it to follow up on leads. I think the stress on the corporate team by having that in-house was also challenging as well. So all the way around, it's really just been a win-win for us to outsource it.
And real quick, because I want to jump back to Brenda, but Travis, a company like Avante, their size company, how many support tickets do they have over a given period of time? Is it a regular stream of things that are occurring over a widespread portfolio like that?
It's the amount of tickets. Once we got them fully onboarded and the staff was really comfortable to be able to put in tickets, we saw the amount of tickets actually increase a lot, which is a good thing because I think prior to us being there, I think a lot of the staff, they were kind of hesitant to make any requests because they weren't sure how quickly it was going to get done, you know, and also too, they may not have known if there's a cost associated with calling in for support or something like that. And now they know that it's basically carte blanche. They can call us for anything because we are all inclusive with our pricing. I mean, Brenda and all of our clients know exactly how much you're going to pay per property. So you get completely all inclusive, and I think that's a real value that we've been able to offer them. And so because of that, I think staff really take advantage of it. And so yeah, we see a lot of tickets. And
what do you get, Travis? A couple hundred a month from us?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brenda, we've got about a minute left. I wanted to ask you because with Mark in the previous part of the show, since he had to leave, I wanted him to go ahead and give out his contact information and so forth. Give our listeners an idea of what you're looking for in multifamily and how they can reach you.
Yeah, sure. We're always looking to bring on great talent, hard workers. Again, we're in Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and in the process of expanding to Kansas. You can reach me at bgammy@avanceresidential.com.
All right. Wonderful. Travis, how can people reach you if they need you?
Oh, yeah. If you want to reach us, you could call our main line anytime at 888-255-9715 or send an email to info@ctsglobaltech.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Brenda and Travis, for being here and to Mark, who had to leave a little bit early. We are going to be back next week with another great show with a great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.